This morning we are once again in the 23rd Psalm, very well known Psalm of David, and we're continuing our consideration of the various aspects of this Psalm. I would like to begin by reading to you this well known Psalm. Let us remember that this is not just beautiful poetry, this is the Word of God, and it speaks with authority in our lives. Let us hear it. Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This morning my text is the very last part of verse 5. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Philip Keller, who wrote a well-known, beautiful little devotional book called A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm, tells us in that book that David apparently is tracing the life of a shepherd and his flock of sheep throughout a calendar year. If that is so, as we come now to verse 5, we find the shepherd and his sheep in the high part of summer. They're in the latter months of the season. It's warm. They're on the upper tablelands, the meadows that are high. And as we all know about summer, when it comes, it's wonderful, but it also comes with bugs. Mosquitoes, horse flies, or I suppose in this case, sheep flies, gnats, and all sorts of vermin. And this is one of the reasons why the shepherd would anoint his sheep with oil. It wasn't just olive oil. It also had some other chemicals in it, some tar and some things like that. But the point was, this oil was to give his sheep relief from these pests, to repel them and to salve them when they were bitten by flies and such as that. This concoction of oil that the shepherds would anoint their sheep with also was intended for medicinal purposes. It was to treat scab and other skin diseases that sheep had. In fact, humans often anointed one another with oil by way of medicine. You might remember the parable of the Good Samaritan. What he did was he poured oil on the wounds of the wounded man and bound his wounds up. It was a medicine chest, if you will. But we realize that the 23rd Psalm was never written as a handbook of shepherd husbandry. But rather, this was written to teach us about our relationship with our Father in heaven, to teach us about our relationship with the Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. We do not anoint one another any longer, at least in our culture, but they still anointed a great deal in the Middle East in Jesus' time. And anointing carried with it some very powerful significance. Kings were anointed. They were anointed as a mark of their royal office. Prophets were anointed as a symbol of the Spirit of God coming upon them to enable them to prophesy. Priests were anointed as they entered their office to set them apart for their holy task. And if you went to a feast, the host would anoint you with oil as you came in as a mark of honor, as one of his highly esteemed guests. And so the question for us is, what does this anointing my head with oil say to us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ? How does the Good Shepherd anoint his sheep, you and me, with oil today? And I believe that what we are being pointed to here is the anointing of and by the Holy Spirit. We read a little bit of it together in the responsive reading this morning from John 14, where Jesus was describing the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, Paul describes the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says there, "It is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us and who has put his seal on us and given us his Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee." Now, I want you to notice what Paul writes there to the Corinthians. God has established us, the apostles, with you, the Corinthians, in anointing us, all of us together, with the Holy Spirit. You know, if you do know about the New Testament, you know that the church of Corinth, it was a mess. It was a church with a lot of problems, a church that was divided six ways from Sunday. It was a church with a great many immature believers on its roll. It was a church that had fussing and fighting, and a church that had a bad tolerance for sin in its midst. And yet, Paul doesn't hesitate to write those people such a mess to say that God has established us with you and has anointed us, all of us together, with His Holy Spirit of promise.